Okay, so these are the words you should have heard when season three began, but did not hear. But at least now I'm getting back to doing what I'm supposed to be doing here exactly on this podcast. But hey, never too late, right? When we think about life, we think about pain, joy, peace, turbulence, stagnancy, growth, and a bunch of other things. Things that guide our experiences and how we view the batshit crazy society we live in. And with that, I bid you welcome to the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast, a show where I, Daniel, your host, seeks to bring just a little bit of balance to the table. So sit back, relax, and listen, because you are in for the treat. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this, and welcome to another episode of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. I feel like I've gotten so good at saying that, like I just read it off, like just go. Yeah, okay, so hello everybody, welcome to the official welcome episode for season 3. Did I just say season 3? What the hell is going on with me today? For season 2 of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast, and this should have happened the very, very beginning, but like I said in the very first episode, if you bother to listen to it, I know it was 1 hour long, but sincerely, that episode was great. Like, you should have listened to it if you didn't listen to it. Anyway, like I said at the beginning of that episode, this season 2 started at a point that was not really a happy point in the history of Nigeria, in the history of being in Nigeria and in general. Like, every Nigerian, okay, I say every Nigerian, but we know not every Nigerian felt the pain of those events. So every common sense Nigerian, let me put it that way, felt the pain of those events, and they were just horrific, and I just don't want to talk about them again, because you know everybody's talking about them, even though the conversation is fading a little bit, but it's not actually dying out. So yeah, I'm happy about that. But anyway, The first two episodes that came out were concerning those events, and if you want to be caught up on what was happening, go and listen to those events. In case you're not in Nigeria actually, and you're not caught up with what has been happening in Nigeria lately concerning police brutality, you know, and a couple of other things, you know, you can check out a couple of other Nigerian podcasters. You know, there are a lot that talked about it. There's Queen Rafi, there is Candid Opinions, there is I think The Pilgrimage of Heart also talked about it. There is Two Cents with Risuria. There are just a lot of podcasters that talked about it, you know. And the other two episodes that I was talking about, the first two episodes, you know, covered across the board. That's why they were such long episodes. They covered across the board on so many issues, basically aftermath issues kind of thing. Anyway, that's enough about that. Okay, so season 2, right? Now, season 2, I won't lie, season 2 was supposed to have started earlier, even before that day started, that first episode. Supposed to have started earlier, but I pushed it back a little because I got lazy. Then I wanted to push it again because of things that were happening, but I was like, fam, if we just keep pushing, we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, this podcast is never going to push back, because the podcast is only alive when I make it alive. Like, yeah, you know, the podcast is me, and I am the podcast. Deal with it. But you know, season two was supposed to start on a different tone. But life happened, you know. life happened. But anyway, we are here. We are doing this, you know. But a couple of things are going to be happening. First off, y'all have been hearing the intro, right? Oh wait, I forgot to do this. If you're just listening to the podcast for the first time, thank you for finding this podcast, because Lord knows where I'll be without the listens. Like, Lord knows where I'll be. Anyway, you guys heard the intro. Now, I've tried my best to make the intro sound really, really good with my poor editing skills and the fact that I'm recording with a mobile phone, and for some reason, whenever I put out recording, inside what's the name of that app again, Audacity, and then add a background music. It just makes the sound somehow, like, I don't understand what I can do. If you have tips, please email me or something, because I am tired of searching on the internet. But you know, it's already Black Friday. At least by the time you're listening to this, Black Friday should have started. I think I'm uploading this on the very same day that Black Friday is going to be starting. So I'm trying to get a Felby USB podcast microphone from Jumia. Black Friday should bring down the price a little bit. And hopefully, if life happens in the right way it's supposed to happen, I'll be able to get a Felby microphone to be able to record better sound for you guys, just for you guys. Because if not, there's no other reason for me to get a Felby, you know. And it comes with a pop filter and all those stuff that keep my P's and my S's in the place that they are supposed to be, you know. But apart from that, you can help me out with this endeavor. You know, it's supposed to fall below 20k with Black Friday, but you know, you can help out with this endeavor, like tip me on Shukran, like tip. And I've noticed something. I've been saying we in the previous episodes, like, there is no we yet. This is a one-man show. Like, if you want to help me virtually, you know, the Lord is thy muscle. Thank you very much. I would appreciate it if you want to be a part of the Brother Times with Daniel team. But for now, I am a one-man army. Yes, okay, now let me get into what season 2 is supposed to be about. Yes, season 2 actually has a theme. It has a theme, which I think I'm going to be evolving now to a theme that has a subsection of me just talking about whatever it is that I want at this point in time. Yes, this is still a, what's it called again? A self-development podcast. You know, generally, I am dedicated more to the concept of self-development than any other one. But, you know, I'm going to take my time to explain with you guys, I mean, what my thoughts on self-development is through this podcast, this season of the podcast, you know, my evolution of the thought and the concepts that come around it. And like the intro says, balance is the major theme for this, you know, season, which means from this point on, this podcast will be about balance, and not just like teaching you what balance is, but actually the whatever conversation is being spoken of, whatever concept, whatever advice is being given, I'm going to do my best to find a balance, because we realize that although life isn't totally black and white and it's gray, the gray aspect of life means just, to me, the gray aspect of life is the seeking of balance. And you know, it's such a shame nowadays, because many of us are forgotten how to be adults. And I think one of the ways of being an adult is to be able to find balance. We just keep fanning the flame of one aspect of a thing while ignoring the coolness of the other, and so we are unable to, you know, find common grounds with people. Take Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters, for example. Those people seem like cackling hyenas with lion furs, you understand, all those things. But the truth, and there's so much hate among the two groups, you understand, at least what the media portrays to us here in Nigeria, so much hate among the two groups. And I think, and sometimes I listen to Trump supporters and I listen to non-Trump supporters, and I'm like, yeah, I can understand, I can get this, you know. And sometimes you even find non-Trump supporters echoing some things that Trump supporters say, and Trump supporters echoing some things that non-Trump supporters say. And please do not come for me, because if, like I've said before, if you throw shade, I will throw an entire freaking tree at you. Thank you very much. I am Christian in how I do my things. Okay, so, you know, just seeking to find balance in everything. And we're going to cover so many topics, you know, how to define self-development, where to begin when you want to actually develop yourself, you know, self-development, you know, and talking about societal issues at the same time, you know, different things that are happening, you know, how to react to situations, what this would mean, you know, for your self-development, how your self-development can contribute to your family, your community, you know, different things, you know. And just among the line, you know, just talking about other things that I want. We aren't always going to be serious, and I'm not always going to be teaching and offering good advice. You know, I may be your fat teacher, but you know, like, teachers sometimes just want to gist, you know. And to the effect of gist, yes, I am thinking of introducing another show, segment, call it whatever you want, to the podcast. And it's going to be about storytelling, you know, but more than teaching about storytelling, because what do I know about storytelling, really? More than teaching about storytelling, it's more like reading stories. Yes, I love reading stories. I love reading novels, but lately I've been in the space of reading short stories on the internet. I know, some of them are erotic, as I will not lie, God help me out. But, you know, I love GIST a lot. Like my friend Felix Sinala, the CEO of Vision Studios, will say, is it Vision Studios or Vision Productions? One of the two, just check him out on Instagram. You know, great stuff, great stuff. He says, I am the king of GIST. Even when he is literally the emperor of GIST, I don't know why he calls me king. I'm maybe like chieftain. But for me, GIST usually comes in the way of stories. And those stories might come in the way of articles, they might come in the way of poems, they might come in the way of, you know, just simple write-ups, short stories, all that kind of stuff. And so while I scoured the internet looking for all these things, any really, really interesting one that I find, or that I write myself, I'll be reading out to you guys with all the dramatic proseness of it, you know, and then giving my reaction or my thoughts to what the story is about at the end of the reading. And that will be coming out maybe from the next 2 weeks. From the next 2 weeks, I'll start doing that. That will be like a Wednesday evening thing, you know, uploading on Wednesdays, that kind of thing, you know. And this is where I push it out to you guys. If you guys ever find a good story, you understand, a good story online, even if it is a tweet thread, you understand, that tells a story or something, a good story online, a good poem, you know, something, you know, that you think is exquisite, or something, you know, that you just enjoyed, you can email me at danbriggs@gmail.com. Altdanbriggs@gmail.com. That's altdanbriggz at gmail.com. Like, literally, message to me. I love reading and I love to read to people. So that is what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, I was thinking of, you know, just adding other segments to these things. And, oh Lord, God of mercy, there's so much noise going on around now because I am recording in my office at school, and I feel like going to shout at some kids currently because don't they know their teacher is recording? The struggles of being a teacher, struggles of being an adult, really, in this life. Anyway, off point, yeah, but like, that's what season 2 is about. Literally, this is what you should have heard from the beginning of the episode. I don't know why I'm just giving it to you people now, but yay, I'm giving it to you people, right? And I also want to talk about, you know, just the concept of having fun. A couple of weeks ago, it was literally like maybe last week or something, my friend Treasure had his wedding. And no, I am not next in line. I am 23 years old. I have my entire life ahead of me. Come on, I'm on top waiting. Like, literally on top waiting. I am not ready for marriage. Nobody should come into the comment section and then dish out, but you are growing older. Before, am I not supposed to? Like, when people hit you with that, you know what? Maybe let's make a diversion here. You know, single people, don't you get tired with that? When people hit you with the, but you are growing older argument. I'm like, am I not supposed to be growing older in the first place? Like, am I supposed to stay stagnant in time and be ageless until I get married, or until I say, oh, I'm ready for marriage or something like that? Like, I don't get why people say, but you are growing older. Don't you know you are growing older? You are not growing any younger. I'm like, duh. I am supposed to be growing older. I do not see myself growing younger. I do not see my skin growing lighter back to the baby plush kind of skin it was supposed to be. Literally, the sun has baked me so good now. Like, let's not even go there. Like, literally, I don't see myself by next year becoming 22. I see myself becoming 20. No, did I say next year? Yeah. Okay, yeah, next year. I don't see myself becoming 22. I see myself becoming 25 by next year. By the way, my birthday is on the 8th of December. Just, you know, saying, my birthday checklist to be coming out on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Daniel Briggs to know and to be, you know, to see it on your phone screen and, you know, notification or something to know when my checklist for the birthday is going to come out. I don't know why I am so hyper today. Like, literally, this episode is having no focus and I should put a focus to it. But I've gone in so far talking now that I really don't want to put a focus anymore. Neither do I want to re-record this. So, which means if there are a lot of errors in this thing, you are going to enjoy it like that. Like, there has to be a time where sometimes you just don't care. Like, you just don't care. You just do a thing. Know that you did it. You enjoyed doing it. And that's it. You know. And I know it's a shame because this episode is probably going to be discovered by new people who are listening to this. And this whole ranting kind of thing, my, you know, appeal to people, even though it's not something I regularly do, and it just might not appeal to some people, and I hope I do not lose any listeners over this. But if I do, I will live. Yes, because life goes on. Life literally goes on, with or without the podcast. I was alive before the podcast, I'll be alive after the podcast. And this seems like an all proud moment, but trust me, please don't leave. I need you to keep listening and increasing my listener count and my audience count. But, you know, But anyway, that's all I wanted to do for this episode. Also, I wanted to announce that there will be a change in schedule timing. Yes, as you people know or have discovered, I am a secondary school teacher who loves my job, but the school deemed it fit to add a couple of frustrations to me by signing me up to invigilate for NECO. And since NECO is resuming on the 9th of November, it means my table is going to be full a lot because they are probably going to be having back-to-back exams every single day. And man just cannot deal with that pressure. So I am changing from being a weekly episodic podcast to be a bi-weekly episode. And that stands for the whole storytelling thing also, you know. So I'm going to be uploading every two Fridays. I hope that's correct. And every two Wednesdays, you know, that kind of thing. So, which means every 2 weeks, there will be two episodes coming out. One of the storytelling kind and one of the regular podcast kind, you know. So, just updating you guys up. But again, I want to say thank you. And I hope everybody is being fine, you know. Even I myself, I am a bit stressed. I will not lie. Like, I'm a bit stressed. I'm avoiding dealing with a couple of things because I don't want to be further stressed. I don't think this is the right time for me to handle a couple of things, and I'm just shoving it. And I know that is not necessarily healthy behavior, but to each his own, my brother, to each his own. Why did I just say own? That's who you love me, to each his own. You know, so like, but I hope everybody's doing okay. I hope everybody's doing fine. I know these are tough times. This literally are tough times. And even though this is Nigeria, we have ways of just laughing despite our predicaments. But still, you know, in private, things tend to be harder to deal with in private than when you are among a group of people that you love and like, you know. So, but one advice I want to give is try to deal with resentment and with quarrels quicker than you usually would, you know. Try to hash it out, try to get the air cleared and everything, because letting it fester can make you into a bitter person on top of a bitter, you know, situation. It's not going to be healthy. It's not going to help you cope a lot, you know, that kind of thing. Hey, see, I said I wasn't going to give advice during this episode, and here I am giving advice. I'm such a good teacher. But anyway, that is the episode today. It wasn't meant to be a serious episode, really. If you listened up to this point, I am glad you did. I am happy you did. In fact, you are the love of my life at this point. And if you didn't, which means you are not even hearing what I'm about to say, thank you still. Please recommend the podcast to people. Tell them your favorite episodes, you understand. Tell them your favorite episodes. Tell them to listen to those ones and maybe not listen to this rant that I just did. But I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Volatile with Daniel. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Daniel Briggs. Don't forget to email altdanbriggs@gmail.com. And don't forget to support financially on Shukran. Please, I want to buy a microphone. It literally makes things easier for me. It makes me... you know, just be able to record sound better, because I'm an enthusiast for having better sounds on my podcast, which Anchor just does not want me to have, because unlike other platforms, for some reason Anchor likes messing up with my audios from time to time. I do not know the reason why. We are going to enter the same trouser together, and that trouser is going to be tight because I'm a fat human being. So, but anyway, thank you so much again, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks time.